needlestick data. As with other programs, gathering feedback through surveillance and other methods is crucial to the continued effectiveness of an OHP. When applied to occupational health and safety, surveillance involves collection, analysis, and dissemination of data on hazards, like needlesticks, that have endangered or may endanger HCP. The use of feedback from injured or sick staff can help the IP identify gaps in system processes as well as successfully implement process improvements and evaluations. Involving injured workers and other HCP in this process is beneficial because it helps to avoid repeated injuries of the same type and to ensure buy-in from HCP. As much of the information that should be monitored for an OHP is the same as that which should be gathered under normal surveillance and outbreak control processes, we will not cover those in depth. Instead, we will focus on one particular source of data, needlestick data, that is more unique to OHPs and then discuss methods to address the risk of needlesticks in order to help control exposure to BBP. Needlestick data from injured workers can be collected by use of a Sharps Injury Log, SIL. The SIL should include the date and facility name, an identification of the device, type and brand, the location of the incident, work area, the circumstances surrounding the incident, the procedure being performed, disposal, injection, etc. The body part affected. Any objects or substances involved. An epidemiological approach can be taken to manage occupational exposures involving needlesticks. The number of injuries and exposures, and whether they increase or decrease, is monitored over time. Their causes are then identified, variations that occur are analyzed, and prevention strategies are designed and implemented. The effectiveness of prevention strategies is tracked by comparing injury and exposure rates to previous rates. The rates of reported injuries and exposures for measuring performance improvement may be calculated in the following ways. When comparing data with other facilities, rates that are calculated using the facility's census data can be useful. For example, the number of needlesticks per bed per year can be easily compared between facilities. It is equal to rates per occupational category, such as the rate of needlesticks per full-time equivalent nurse per year, are useful for identifying occupations within the facility that are at higher risk of injury or that are suffering from a dearth of education or training. For example, the rate of needlesticks per full-time equivalent nurse per year is equal to a device-based rate can be used to compare the needlestick risk from different devices and to evaluate the effectiveness of product design. For this to work, the type of needle must be identified when each needlestick is reported. One way to calculate this is through the number of needlesticks per device type in a given year, which can be calculated as the expanded implementation of engineering controls, work practice controls, and other injury prevention measures has the potential to reduce the risk of exposure to blood and bodily fluids. New non-needle-based technologies can further reduce percutaneous injuries in healthcare settings. More surveillance data should be collected from healthcare facilities to assess the success of engineering controls and to help identify which technologies are most effective. Root cause analysis, RCA, should be conducted to identify departments and specialties with high rates of injuries and to determine the reasons why safety-engineered medical devices have not been adopted or are not being effectively used.